What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about kind of video games.
I'm Juice Box.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so come chat with us as we... Oh, fuck. So come with us as we chat about this week's video game topic. Fuck.
It's dangerous. Oh, to go alone.
It's fine. Just like everything right now. It's fine, you guys.
It's fine.
There's nothing...
Nothing wrong.
There's nothing to be worried about. Hope isn't dead.
No.
Optimism isn't gone from the space of the world. You know what I mean? Like, everything's fine.
Wake up and live another day.
Oh my God. Aren't we lucky we get to do this over and over and over again?
For 4 years.
At least.
Until we get Pierre Paula.
Well, that's not even... Yeah, that's a June thing. Anyhow.
Oh, no, not anyhow. Before we go through with this, if you are a Canadian listener,
immediately
start researching people who you want to vote for and researching their platforms, and do not just blindly vote through your family or your friends or what social media says.
Yeah.
Actually look at the platforms. Actually look at the things that are happening within your communities. And a lot of people think that our politics work like American politics, where you're voting for a person, but ours are different. You're voting for a party in Canada. So if you want to vote for a party, you want to vote for the Liberal Party or the NDP Party or the Conservative Party, you have to throw that idea away that you're voting for Justin Trudeau, because while he may be the leader of that party and he will be the prime minister if he wins again, you are voting for the party, not the person. We do not work like the states. This is not a president. So a lot of people, I think, have that in their brain. So I'm sorry to start that on such a weird little thing, but we are Canadians. Mm-hmm. We are not Americans, although Americanized with lots of American news because they like to pretend like they are the world police. We are Canadians.
Mm-hmm. Throw to me.
Catch.
Additionally, I think we as Canadians need to stop doing this bit of like, oh, good thing we're not Americans, because hey,
just as bad.
We're just as bad. Number one, we got just as many skeletons in our closet, and we need to do a better job. If you're pissed off about the state of the world here, now is the time to become very political. I wouldn't say that apolitical, but I've been very like quiet about my politics, and I think it's very clear to people where I lean and that sort of thing. But I've not ever like hit the nail on the head. Get the fuck out
make
there
it
right
glaringly
now.
Obvious. Like
vote for the people.
Existence.
100%. Just get out there and fucking make sure we're protecting the people that need protecting. That's where I'm coming at with this one. I'm about to become the most political I've ever become in my whole life, Jupes Box.
Well, I just think that when you kind of just like are quiet about it, people assume the wrong things. And when I can, and this is going to me to transition into my next point. Yes, I love being mean, but also I'm transitioning into my next point. Our horrendous, horrible video, which is continuing to go viral.
It went second viral. It slowed
down.
And now it's caught a second wind.
Second wind has now landed on Reddit.
Yeah, you mentioned this to me.
I mentioned this before. Yes,
I was very nervous.
Yes, and now I just want to let you know the top things that were the most insulting and then also crazy.
Is it gonna break my heart? Is it gonna fuck me up right now? Is it gonna fuck me up a little bit?
No. One, everybody thinks that I'm faking my voice.
Everybody. What? It's so weird. And why are they upset about it? They're like, what is that voice? Like, and I'm like,
it's like, this is really important. Sound like.
That's just how he sounds.
Sorry, I'm just a raging homosexual. It's not my fault that I sound like this.
She's just a delicate flower. Like,
also, keep in mind, I am 5'4".
Yeah.
Short little thing. Yeah, my voice sounds like this.
5'3.5".
Okay. But the other one, the most insulting thing that I read, especially after this week, almost all thought we were Trump supporters.
Oh, they're all like, yeah, these people can vote in America. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Blatantly on Reddit, blatantly saying, can't believe this guy would vote for Trump. Huh? One more time. One, Canadian. Two, never in my life.
But also, what? Has it not hit Reddit that that Trump's a homophobe and gay people don't like that? Has that
what
not?
What about the stuffed animals and Barbies behind me, says Trump supporter?
What about the fucking the Kingdom Hearts Keyblade and the fucking pup mask back there? Yeah, says what about Trump that? Supporter.
I mean, you a little bit more because you're a white guy with a beard.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You got to be a little bit more obvious in the mm-hmm.
That's why I shaved into a mustache.
Nice.
That's why.
That's, you know, selfishly, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This really worked out for me.
You're welcome.
No, I trimmed mine so we would match for the day.
Perfect. Yeah. Ours are both equally as bushy, filled out, and prominent. Congratulations.
Mine is a gentle whisper of a mustache currently. And
mine is the head of a broom.
No, it's very bushy, which, like, big fan, but you have an upper lip. So, like, you don't need to have it that bushy. But well, so sometimes I forget you have an upper lip.
Yeah, some people do. You know what I mean? Sometimes I have to remind them. The same way I'm like, I'm not a homophobe. I'm on your side. I also have to be like, I have a mustache, but also an upper lip.
It's crazy how, like, you shave and you have a full upper lip. You have a full set of lips.
Yeah, crazy. So I cheat with my mustache, right? So for a lot of people, they'll have this amount of real estate just above their lip, but then they don't have an upper lip. But because I have an upper lip and very limited real estate between my nose and my lip, I just let the hair grow over the lip, which if you really break it down is gross. But if you don't know that I have that upper lip, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, flavor savers, mostly. Do you know when it, like, kind of, like, keeps the smell of whatever you just did in it?
Whatever you mean, what I just ate, right? That's what you meant? What do you mean, what I just did with my face? Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
And it kind of lingers there for a bit.
Yeah, I sure do. What I just did with my mustache. What do you fucking do with a mustache? Two things. Eat and
eat. What kind of is there?
It feels good to laugh.
You just gotta give it an extra little wash, you know, just a real big scrub.
Do you have shampoo for your facial hair?
No,
you don't shampoo your facial hair.
My facial hair is not long enough, or doesn't stay around long enough for me to feel like it's necessary.
Yeah.
Like if I was like consistently having a mustache and never had to shave it, probably yeah. But because I'll go through, like, I'll have like a mustache for like a month, maybe two, and then I have to get rid of it. It's just kind of like I'll like clean it like normal, but I won't like groom and shampoo it. When it gets long enough where I get to pull the brush out,
Yeah. I need a new brush for me. I think I went cheap on my brush. It's not that cozy. I want something that feels nicer on my skin.
So Mr. Box has like a big beard. So he's got the good brush. So I get to use, and his has like the little bit of like beard oil in it.
Smart.
So I'll get to like put the beard oil in it. Oh, and then it smells kind of like pine needles for a bit.
Ooh, my beard oil?
Not
maple praline. Coffee. Maple praline coffee.
Wow. Beard coffee. Oils. Oh my God. There's so many things happening.
Just a little bit.
So it smells like you're having a praline cookie with a coffee in the woods.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like having a brunch at a cabin on the holidays.
I like how male smells are just outside.
Outside and in food.
Yeah. Food, outside, and maybe armpit.
Yeah. Hard work. What do you smell like? Hard work?
I smell like balls.
I smell like I tried hard.
I smell like taint.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. Sorry. I got to go wash my mustache.
I smell like taint. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well.
Was there anything else from Reddit to break my heart, to shatter my existence?
No. It was mostly just debates about if you're in your 37th year and a lot of devil's advocates.
There's a lot of people still confused by this, and like I don't want to get too far into it because I don't think I think you still think I'm wrong about it, and I can't have this argument with
I'm at
right
the
now.
Point where I just don't care.
Good, and that's a great place to be. But the number of people that are like, oh, he's gaslighting, and I'm like, it's just whatever, fine, I can't get into it right now, but holy shit, the number of people that are coming at me like I'm being an asshole to you, and I'm like, settle down, everybody. Why is everyone so angry? Don't answer. I know. What my question is, which subreddit did this end up in?
It's not going to make you feel good.
What is it?
TikTok cringe.
That's fine. Fuck them. I don't give a shit. I don't need to appease a TikTok audience. What the fuck do they think this is? You should go in. I'm going to make a burner account. I'm going to go in and I'm be like, motherfucker, this was on Reels, idiots.
That makes it worse. I wouldn't say that. That would make it much worse. That would make it so much worse. They would call us cringy millennials, which, I mean, fair.
We are. they got it.
I have a Harry Potter tattoo, like, really.
Yeah. Hey, Juice, can I say something?
Mm.
Can I take a moment to use my platform to address just you and everyone else can listen as passive participants?
Please.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah, I just feel like we're all going to need a little bit more of that. And I just want to get the ball rolling right now. And I want you to be aware that I value you, our friendship, and our time that we get to spend together.
I love that. Love you too. Isn't it nice to date? In better news, I got a tattoo yesterday. And
which one?
My dragon. We had to crisp up the outlines. My spite beard dragon. Got the lines crisped up on that. And I'm getting my chest tattoo in 2 weeks.
That's what I thought.
Did we talk about that already?
Maybe. Tell me again. Tell me again.
I'm getting pretty boy just under my neck. Here's how I know it's the perfect tattoo.
Tell me.
Because when I tell gay people about it, they love it.
Yeah.
I tell gay people and they're like, love it. Placement's perfect, hilarious, adorable, super funny, love it. Perfect. I tell straight people about it, hate it.
Really?
They hate it.
Good.
They give me a funny look. They go, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Love it. And that's how I know it's perfect, because I was explaining this to Mr. Box earlier. A traditional pretty boy is you.
I'm a pretty boy?
You're a pretty boy. You're pretty. You're handsome.
I think I'm pretty rugged, though, you know? Like, I feel like I'm rough and tumble rugged. Like woodsman. Kind of vibe,
I wouldn't,
you know?
Say that.
You don't think so?
I would say you're fairly pretty. Very soft, really soft hands, you know?
What? They don't work good. What do you mean?
They don't work. Like, even looking at them, I can't even see a callus. You make There's candles, callus. Babe.
I do make candles. You are correct. But I work out. Like, I chop wood sometimes.
Oh, wow.
I was a performer, so...
On Disney on Ice.
Yeah. And also at an amusement park. So carry on.
So I'd say a traditional pretty boy would be a fit, but like all American boy, you know, like you, like blonde, handsome, chiseled, you know, tall. Like that's more of like a traditional pretty boy. I wouldn't fit that pretty boy thing because I'm like a weird little bald guy. But I am a boy who will dress up and get very pretty in drag.
Yeah.
So I'm a pretty boy, like I'm pretty sometimes.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny.
I think it's perfect. I like it.
It's fun, right?
I think it's great. You're going to get perfect boy, and to match, I'm going to get clever girl.
Mr. Box told me to get clever girl instead.
Okay.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I was going to see if you got it, but you got it. That's great.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I thought about that. I almost got clever boy one time because it's a Doctor Who quote.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, run, you clever boy, and remember. It's like a whole, like, arc on an episode. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's, had you ever watched Doctor Who?
None. Zero. Literally nothing.
Oh, I really did enjoy Doctor Who for the first few seasons, but the new ones I'm kind of just not really into.
Because they're too woke.
The writing isn't as good, I find, you know? I'm all for, you know, if a woman doctor, black doctor, great, awesome. I gave him a chance, but for me, it's just the writing. I'm kind of just like, ugh, I'm not really here for the script. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of tattoos, I raised enough money that we reached an incentive where you, Jube's Box, get to pick and or design a tattoo for me. Have you given it any thought?
I was thinking about a stick man with a lawnmower next to your pubes. So you always have to have a piece of your pubes shaved.
I have to.
I have to.
That's part of the rules.
Yeah. The man, the legend on your stomach. But you don't know which way it's going to go. It could say the man pointing down and then the legend pointing up.
Remember we had that merch idea where we had "It's dangerous to go alone" pointing up and down.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. Yeah, we could do that. And I was also thinking about a full portrait of me and drag on your thigh.
Which look, though?
Ooh, we'd have to decide that.
Yeah, we'd have to go for greatest hits.
Yeah, greatest hits. Yeah,
yeah. These are all great ideas. I want you to continue to ruminate on them. Like, don't feel like you have to rush and pick one of those right now. You can take some time. You know what I mean?
We got time because I want to be there for it. You know,
of course, naturally.
Yeah,
naturally.
I'm gonna sit there, hold your hand.
I knew it. I knew it was just all of this was an elaborate ploy to hold my hand.
I gotta bring you Dr. Pepper.
You're gonna fall asleep if I hold your hand. Immediately, you pass out.
That's just, you know, it's if people fall asleep when they're around you, it just means that they're comfortable around you.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's a compliment.
What is it? Non-sexual platonic male affection puts you to sleep immediately.
Sometimes I need it.
It just
puts
you right to bed. I just
think that. Consensual. What was it?
Consensual platonic non-sexual
male affection.
Male affection.
I need it.
Yeah.
I need it.
It's good.
Anyways.
So I did my charity stream. That's how we hit this stretch goal. It was another one of these where I was like, hey, I'm going to set this like 40% away from my real goal and it'll be funny, haha, and people will reach for it but won't get it. And then I'll do it again the next time. And I did that with my tattoo that's on my forearm. And then fucking, of course, we did it in one, which like this one's for charity. I'm fucking thrilled. That's great. I don't care. But it happened again. But damn, we raised.
Well, you know what? You never had to get your Bidoof on your lower back. So.
Yeah, because I didn't lose.
Yeah. So I'm saying you didn't have to get a Bidoof on your lower back.
Oh, by the way, you might get a bunch of messages from people trying to convince you to make it a Bidoof, just so you know.
That's fair. I might.
Yeah. I mean, it's way too much power for you to have as an agent of chaos, but, you know, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we raised $6,000. For BC Children's Hospital, US. So lots in Canada money. Yeah. My previous
lots in Canada record, money. Lots in our Monopoly money.
The most that I'd hit previously was $3,250 last year. And then we hit 6,000 this year, which is nuts. Yeah. So it's why I have a mustache, because the beard was the bounty and I decided to keep a mustache. I waxed my chest a couple of times.
This was my favorite part. I can't believe I missed that.
Mm-hmm, you did. And I had who you've referred to as Short King, my neighbor and friend across the hall, come
How
rushing over.
How tall is he?
I think he's like within an inch or two of you.
Little guy.
I think what happened was you were in heels when you met him. And you're like, oh, you're just a Short King. We love a Short King. And then that's just been it forever. But we also, other incentives were like, you and I are going to do a couch co-op stream next time you're in town. We'll set up in my apartment. You'll do some drag makeup, which will be cool. But yeah, I mean, we had two people donate over $1,000 each to this charity stream, which was
Jesus Christ.
Nuts. Absolutely insane.
$1,000? Who was it?
I can't tell you for legal reasons.
Oh, were they anonymous donors?
One was by accident. I know who they both are, but I don't know if they want to be outed on the pod. But massive, massive donations, massive thank yous from me. Like that was incredible. It was like a 12-hour stream that didn't feel like it. It wrapped up way earlier than I anticipated. I did a Hot Ones interview challenge thing where I did the full 10 wings. That was tough.
Voice unmuted.
With voice unmuted, they moved to Vancouver recently, so they were nice enough to agree to be a part of the live stream for charity, which was cool.
How was your bowel movements after the Hot Ones? Bad.
Typically, I wouldn't like divulge this information, but the whole world's burning, so like, who fucking cares? I had to leave a party / social gathering to go back to my apartment twice.
Wow. Okay. Because I've always wanted to do it.
Spicy.
But I've always wanted to do it. But I think with the IBS, it would be like a really bad move.
So it's hard for me to know for sure if it was the spice that contributed or the fact that I drank one large and one medium Dairy Queen milkshake to try and compensate.
Okay.
So for you, that would be a real bad combination.
Babe, I wouldn't have even, I would have swallowed like half of the hot wing and like a sip of the thing, bathroom the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Lived in it. Don't you do know? That. Don't do that.
So. But if you're interested and you want to set a goal for something, and then we could do it together.
Love that. I mean, I would love to do a charity stream, but I don't know. I think it's just like the time commitment. That's a long time.
Usually. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in terms of length of stream or like the amount of time put into like planning?
No, plan. I love to plan something.
So you
no,
don't
no, no,
need
no, no.
to do a 12-hour stream. Do a three-hour stream. Just like get the word out ahead of time and make sure everyone knows. Make it a destination. Make it an event. Be like limited time. Get in here because we're gonna do some fun shit. Boom. Get it done.
Okay.
Yeah. Highly encourage. Okay. Can I run something by you? Live brainstorm on the spot.
Love when we have a meeting.
It's not about the pod though. So it doesn't count.
Okay.
I've genuinely had this thought in the last 48 hours about the impending state of our entire existence and the world around us, and how myself, with the privilege of being a straight white man, also not in America.
Straight? Sorry.
Don't do this, because if we have new people coming in, and we'll circle back to this because we probably have new people coming in. If they now think we can't mislead them like this again, Juice, I can't handle it. The one time that Pride rolled around and we put out a video about how I am an ally, and then like 30% of our group unfollowed. They were like, what the fuck is this? And they're gone. We can't do it again.
They were like, I was following for the straight looking gay guy.
Exactly.
But he's actually straight.
Can't have that.
And the fruity one is gay?
What a microaggression that was.
Yeah. I like when they call you a bottom, though. Love that.
It's perfect. Well, no, because I'm on the bottom of the frame of the video. That's probably what they meant. Is that not what they meant?
Jackson.
Oh, fuck. I gotta go back and delete some comments, I think. I can't have that. Nobody can call me gay. Are you kidding me?
It's not gay. They're just calling you a bottom. You could be straight and a bottom.
I have a question. And then we'll go back to my thing later. If you're bisexual and you get married, are you forfeiting 50% of your sexual identity?
No, you're still that identity. It's just that you're in a if you're bi and you're in a monogamous relationship in a what would be a traditional heterosexual pairing, is that what you're saying?
Or even if it was a homosexual pairing.
No, you're not getting rid of that part of you. Like you're still, that is still your sexual orientation. It's just that the partner that you're with just happens to be that type of person. You're not automatically like gay or straight. Mm-hmm. You're still bi. You're still jerking off to that kind of porn if you got the time, you know, it still makes your dick rise, you know?
Right. I wonder, and if, since this is a safe space. I can be vulnerable here for
a
moment.
Is this you coming out? Is this you?
No, not at all. I was just thinking about this the other day. I wonder if like that would be flattering for the partner. Do you know what I mean? They're like, this person used to have so many opportunities. The quantity, but they picked me and they committed to just, they didn't just have 50% of the world. They could have 100%.
I think if you're a bi woman and you chose a man,
that was a mistake.
One, yes, but two, that man should feel so thankful that you had a plethora of anyone, specifically women, and you chose a man.
Tough.
A man, he better worship the ground you walk on, for sure. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Fully
a man.
Gross. Yeah.
A man. And I'm a man.
Okay, so back to my thing. Because of the state of the world and how garbage it is and how I'm incredibly privileged and I don't really have to deal with it, but I love and care deeply for many people who are dealing with absolute bullshit right now. I was thinking, since I don't rely on my stream for the income and I just love to stream and be a community and cause connection and spread happy vibes. I'm thinking that, and tell me if this is like, what is it? Virtue signaling, or if it's like performative, whatever. I was thinking of literally taking my stream income and each month putting a charity, and telling people at the beginning of the month, hey, here's the charity for the month. And then all of my income goes to whatever charity we elect as a community.
I don't think that's virtue signaling. No.
Okay. It's not a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But like to me, I feel like there's a great deal of value and giving to places that need it more than I do.
No, I think that's lovely. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of people who do that. They just do it silently. I think if it's virtue signaling, if you are doing it to feel better than other people.
No, I'm doing it to make and other people feel better.
If you're making it like obvious, like, well, this is why I know it. Like, I know a lot of people who virtue signal. There's so many people who I know who virtue signal, and I'll never say that.
Yeah, your friends are shit.
I wouldn't say they're my friends, but I would say they are people I know. And right, they virtue signal like it's their fucking job. Which is like, cool, great. If that's your vibe, then that's your vibe. It's still, you know, you're doing your thing. But I don't think that that's virtue signaling what you're doing. Okay. I think that sounds lovely. Choosing a different charity every...
Yeah. I feel like every month or every 2 months, whatever pay cycle. But I think... You know, in terms of doing it silently, but I think it would also be great to let people know what they're contributing to, right? And be like, hey, guys.
I would also, if you're going to do that, research who you're sending it to and how much the skim off the top makes.
Yep.
Because if you choose a charity and the guy at the top's making 12 million a year,
it's too many.
Maybe don't.
It's too many millions.
That's a lot.
I
draw the line at one, you know? I think like if they're making like 50K or like 100K a year, I'm like, okay, that's like a livable wage. But I would say if they're millionaires, that money could be going to your charity, you crazy Fair. Person. Yeah. So I would say maybe just like keep that in mind so you don't get critiqued that way. But
yeah, no, that's good. I think I would also take suggestions from within the community, do some research, come back and say, hey, this is our target. Let's go. So
yeah,
that's kind of my plan.
And like they could give you like suggestions and stuff on like charities they want. Oh my God, yeah. You could make it a goal. Like somebody gets to choose the charity for the next month.
Oh, cool.
Kind of fun, right?
That would be fun. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to talk about how I watched Agatha All Along, but let's do that next week. Cause I want to talk to you about it and we don't have time.
Is it a good talk?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, but I just want to...
Okay, great. No, then we can talk about it. No, we can talk about it next week then.
And then that way, if people are listening to this and they also are watching, they have time to finish up before we talk about it. We can speak spoiler-free.
Great.
Or spoiler. Great. We can speak freely with spoilers.
With spoilers, yes.
Yeah. But as we kind of transition gears here, Juice, ideally, because of the social media fervor that's happening right now, undeniable, ideally... we would be getting more people into listening to the actual podcast.
Crazy.
So, we're not though. But if we were to bring in people that found us in the wild west of Instagram Reels, how do we tell them about our podcast? What do they need to know? Go.
Hey, we're two white guys with a microphone that we'll talk about.
We have two microphones.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hi, we're two white guys who each have our own microphones. We talk about ourselves for 25 minutes, and then we'll gently sprinkle in video games at the end.
Gently. Boom. So, Juice, if someone's a gamer, is this the right spot for them?
This is a game. This is a spot for barely gamers. This is a spot for gamers who are in their 30s. They don't have a lot of time for
gaming.
They're busy. They're busy. They love a dabble of nostalgia, but they want to try something new. But they also have comfort in the games that they have always loved.
Ooh, yes. I think so. I 100% right. If you guys are into the bullshittery that you've seen in the clips page of this channel, this Instagram channel, then I think it's mostly that bullshittery, right? Because I think I've had conversations with friends that are like, yeah, I don't really like games, but the pod's good. And I'm like, thanks. I think. They're like, I like it even though it's not about something that I care about. And I'm like...
I've had friends say, I turn it off at the game part. And I go, thank you.
You can do that, but also I'd prefer if you just...
Could you just let it ride?
Yeah, because also I'll say this. Like, even when we were like, hey, we're going to switch gears now and we're going to talk about today's topic. We're going to talk about video games. We come back to the bullshittery. And like, we're not focused. We both have... problems focusing on things. We don't take it very seriously. We end up
talking about undiagnosed ADHD all over this, babe.
Oh my God, there's neurospicy, undiagnosed neurospicy in this room for sure.
Do you think that you are acoustic?
No, I asked my therapist and she laughed at me. I asked my therapist in like the session before she broke up with me, she went to have a baby, and she said, why do you think that? And I went, and she was like, is it because of social media, a lot of people are self-diagnosing on social media? And I said, no, it's because I have friends that are, who have said they have been able to identify key indicators that they have in themselves in me. And she was like, oh, well, no, I don't think so. If anything, probably an anxiety disorder. And I went, great, thanks. Not going to medicate for that. Yeah, but you also refuse medication because?
Boners.
No boners. Yeah.
No boners.
So Juice... speaking of boners, today's question, today's topic, you already saw it in the title, listeners, viewers. Hey, who Let me start over. Which video game characters would make the best world leader? We all fall under, we unify as a species, all of humanity under one banner, one leader. Which video game character are you trusting to bring us home? Who you voting for?
Princess Zelda.
Okay, that's a solid pick. What are her platforms? What do you have faith that she'll improve for us?
She believes in unity for all.
Okay.
Low taxes.
Sure. Is this from the game? Deep lore?
Probably.
She barely speaks, but when she does, she's like, I fucking hate taxes, you guys. Let's get rid of them.
Taxes. She also has the ability to travel through time and predict time. So she's going to be able to predict what is going to happen.
Do you think she's going to make a quick tweak, jump forward in time, be like, no, I don't like it. Come back and undo it and continue that. Because honestly,
time doesn't work like that, but yes.
That's exactly how time works. I'm pretty sure. I'm a scientist.
No, that's not how time travel works.
Go check the Instagram comments.
One
or both of us doesn't understand how time works. So I'm time pretty sure I understand.
No, time travel doesn't work like that.
Time travel is purely theoretical.
Time travel is written. You cannot change the way time is written. You can't go back in time and change.
Why can't you go back? Have you ever seen? Have you never seen Back to the Future? Have you never seen Back to the Future? He had to basically have sex with his mother, or he wouldn't exist.
Exactly, and that was written in time, so that was already going to happen.
No, but if he didn't redo it the way that it had done when he went back to the future, it would have been gone.
But he would have done it because it is written in time.
But it wasn't. He had to actively make it happen, and he could have not.
But he did make it happen because it is written in time. There's no way he wouldn't have done it.
Have you ever seen The Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher?
This is not the same.
And that other guy? What do you mean? There's a million different takes on time travel. There's not just one unified version of this sci-fi concept. What do you mean? Why is there a right way? Based on what?
The right way.
Says who?
Says me. Says me and all of the Instagram comments who are saying I have a fake voice and stupid. Me.
Do you have any face palms I saw?
Oh, so many. How do you think time travel works?
Time travel is different depending on where you are. Like if you watch a Marvel movie, I don't think you can have time travel without also like going to a different universe or different like timeline entirely. You think there's just one of us? Do you know that there's a concept in quantum physics or philosophy that there's an infinite number of realities, and at any given time, every single possibility of every single moment is playing out at the exact same time in one of these timelines? Everything. Infinite possibilities.
There is this musical called Charlie Brown, the Musical, and they have a song called My New Philosophy, sung by Christian Chenoweth. And the whole time you were saying that, I was thinking was, and that's my new philosophy. People on the internet are going to call me dumb again.
I mentioned the word philosophy, and I watched your eyes go, and I was like, where are we? And I thought that you were going to come back with like, oh, no, that doesn't make any sense. Or you were going to hit me with your classic patented anyways. But instead, you just weren't paying attention. Classic.
Turned off.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Make that one a clip. Internet's going to call me just a fucking moron.
Yeah. It's great.
And guess what? I'm not stupid. I'm just a musical theater kid.
Yeah. Also, I really like that you prefaced, you said, there's this musical called Charlie Brown the Musical. I think we might have been able to figure that one out.
Is it Charlie Brown the Musical? Yeah, it's Charlie Brown the Musical. Anyway.
Is it Peanuts the Musical?
No, I think it's just Charlie Brown the Musical.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I believe
you pick. Your pick.
See, this is why people should listen through the game shit. They would have missed all of this. None of it made sense. None of it was video game related. Anyhow, I got to switch my page of notes here. Sorry, I saw my first entry and it's stupid.
No, what is it?
Batman.
Batman.
I just like the concept of vigilante justice, okay?
Batman.
He's got Alfred. Alfred's there as his moral compass.
Honestly, no, I see it.
See? Leads with an iron fist. his heart's in a good spot most of the time.
Lego Batman?
That's the one. Will Arnett, that's my Batman.
I'm in.
Boom.
I love Lego Batman.
Yeah, it's a good one. The Lego movie, criminally underrated. Because everyone's like, oh, it's a cute
movie. Oh,
no,
love
it's fucking
the Lego
hysterical.
Movie.
Go watch it.
Oh, it's so funny.
Very good.
Very good. So, Everything's Not Awesome. You ever having a bad day?
Yeah.
Listen to Everything's Not Awesome.
Mm.
Everything's Not Awesome all of the time.
Do you think that that is the theme song to our current position on this timeline?
Everything's Not Awesome.
Mm. Can I tell you a story?
Everything can't be special all of the time. Go.
I was just flipping. I had music videos on for a band I like called Coheed and Cambria. And
shut up. I know who Coheed is.
Sorry. There's a musical band act that plays music and their name's Coheed and Cambria and they're musicians.
Yeah, I grew up. I also was an emo kid adjacent in the early 2000s. I know Coheed and Cambria. Thank you.
So Coheed and Cambria has a concept album that's like it's a sci-fi love story. And I just put on some music videos from it. And there's a song called Toys. And it was so incredibly topical to this time in my life where I was just on in the background as I was doing work. And I looked up and the song is like a story that plays out. And it's about a young boy writing to Santa Claus about how he wants to be the president of the United States. And each year Santa sends him like kind of like a cowboy-esque gift. And he slowly becomes more and more angry. And then one of the elves is behind the scenes pulling all of the strings. And then Santa makes him the president of the United States. And it's Donald Trump. And it's all this animated like play out. And then Santa becomes like completely depressed, and then he becomes militarized, and he gets in a plane on Christmas and like dives into the White House and beats up all of the like the sensationalists that are there trying to kill Santa Claus. And then he goes in to the White House, the Oval Office, and Trump is there setting his Christmas tree. And then you see this moment where he's got a sharpened candy cane and you're like, is he gonna stab him? Spoiler alert. He drops the candy cane. It cuts to black. You're like, whoa, what? And then it cuts back in and he's got Trump over his lap and he's spanking him. And this was
How
a song from
here?
Like, this was like a song from 3 to 4 years ago. And it just happened to play today.
How did we get here?
How we got to this? You were talking about musicals.
Mm. Excellent.
There was a
reason.
Yeah,
there was a reason.
Hey, Juice, who would you vote for to run the world?
It's you now.
No, I just said Batman.
No, you said your second one because your first one was stupid.
Oh, I never said I was going to do the second one, but I can if you want.
Bowser.
Okay. Interesting choice. Little mm-hmm. villainy. You would vote for Bowser.
You thought I would say Peach, but here's my problem.
Okay.
Peach doesn't know how to stand still. She's always getting captured. You know, she's always getting picked up by Bowser. Bowser stands on business.
He gets shit done.
Get shit done, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll do things where you'll go and he'll be like, and you'll spin the Bowser wheel. And then sometimes he'll be like, here's 1,000,000 coins.
Yeah, but he never pays up.
That's true.
He runs away.
Is Bowser too Trumpy? Did that sound too Trumpy?
It was getting real close in there and it was hard to kind of steer it away. Because here's what I've learned. Satire. Dumb people don't understand satire. And I'm not saying all people that, I am saying it a little bit, but dumb people voted for Trump and they don't understand satire. So when we say things that sounds like we're aligning with their values and, but we're doing it in a tongue in cheek way, they feel emboldened and empowered because they don't understand that we're saying it sarcastically.
Are you calling me dumb?
No, I'm calling people that will see what you just said and be like, he's totally fucking right. We need someone who's authoritative and kidnaps women. Those people are dumb.
Oh, yeah. I was joking for those listening. Bowser would be a horrible president.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying as well. I'm going to springboard off of yours, and I'm going to say Pauline from the Mario universe in Mario Odyssey. Did you ever play Mario Odyssey?
The star?
No, she's the... No, that's someone else. Pauline is the mayor of New Donk City, so she's got political experience. And she is part of the band as well, and she sings a song. So, like, what's not to love?
Pauline.
Great
rack.
Sure. And who doesn't want to follow a universal leader with a great rack?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to issue my apology. I feel like you can get away with saying great rack. Me, it feels scummy.
No.
So, yeah, I don't love it. I'm going to apologize anyways.
You can tell me I have a great rack.
You do. Good jugs. Thank hot you. Jugs. Hey, hey, Archie, mama. Is that jewel encrusted, that cowboy boot on your bolo
no,
tie?
It's just okay. Like a...
Okay, the camera was a little blurry, so I thought maybe it was... I'm going to bedazzle that for you next time I'm there.
Yeah?
Yep. We're going to have a craftsman.
Bedazzle my bolero?
I'm going to bedazzle your bolero?
Yeah, bolero.
Oh, sure. Whatever. So, Pauline. I would follow Pauline to the end of the earth. I think she's got it.
I love that.
Who do you think should run the world?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Yeah?
I think I know.
2, 1. Okay, let's say it at the same time.
Well, we were.
3, yep. 2, 1.
Kratos.
Barbie. Oh.
Is Barbie a video game character?
Yeah, Barbie has tons of video games.
Yeah, okay. I'll allow it. Loophole, yeah. Certainly, but I'll allow it.
Definitely a loophole. Yep. Kratos, no. Horrible world leader.
I thought you would pick Kratos, though. Just so that you could see him everywhere.
Kratos.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going with
but
it.
But I wouldn't want him to be the leader of the free world.
Mm. Who said it would be free?
It wouldn't.
Not if Kratos was in charge.
Not if Kratos was in charge. A lot of blood.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of war. God of war.
Is that why they call it that?
Yeah.
I think we've done war. That joke before.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, Barbie. Barbie is president.
Okay. I mean, is there a President Barbie?
Yes.
President of the world Barbie?
Now there is.
Cool. Let's make one. We'll sell it as
president,
merch. T-shirts.
President T-shirts. President of the world Barbie.
I'd buy that doll.
Crush it.
Does she still wear the high heels?
Kitten.
Pardon?
Heel? Kitten heel? Do you know what a kitten heel is?
No.
It's a 1-inch heel. It makes everyone's foot look bad. Never looks good, but it's a smart heel.
And Barbie can pull it off?
Barbie can pull off anything.
Yeah, I'd let Barbie pull off anything too.
Ayo.
So the next one on my list, and this might be a controversial, I pulled in a panel, Jupes, for this next one. I said more than one person with cooperation could run the universe, could run the earth in a fair and cooperative way. So I put on my list any team that can beat Overcooked. Because if you are a group of people that can navigate all of Overcooked without killing each other, yeah, the whole panel can run, can be my leadership.
You think a panel should be
the whole people?
You think a
if there's
singular
a group of
leader
four people,
shouldn't?
If there's four people in this circumstance, I would put my trust in them.
Imagine a girl group running the world.
I'm in. Which one? Sailors? The sailors?
The sailors. I want you to really elaborate on what that is.
Sailor.
I said a girl group. I meant like girl group, like a band.
Oh, like a K-pop group.
Yeah, like Blackpink or something.
I don't know what that is. Can you pick
Blackpink?
Can you keep going until I recognize one?
Blackpink.
No.
Little Mix.
No.
Wow. Spice Girls?
Yes, that one I got. Shout out to Spice World.
Yeah, first male butts I've seen on a movie screen.
Oh, wow.
Great time for
you
me.
You think that's what did it for you?
No, Bowflex commercials did it for me. But having a boner in a movie theater watching the Spice Girls movie was quite the experience.
Yeah, I was probably sending mixed signals to other people.
Yeah, we both got boners in that movie for two different reasons.
Also,
who was it? Ginger?
No, I was baby.
Creepy.
Yeah. Saying it now as a grown-ass adult and one of them was named baby. Yeah, it's fucking weird. This is the first time I'm coming to this realization.
Super creepy.
I just had therapy today. I'm going to make a call. I need another appointment tomorrow. What is
Ziga-Ziga?
Yeah, what is that?
That is loosely translates to... Thank you guys so much for joining us for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. We really appreciated this one. It has been
three more on my list.
It's 44 minutes.
Well, we got really
more on your list.
Past it. Let me just
give me all three.
Let me just okay. Zangief from Street Fighter. I just want you to look that up while I talk about the rest of them. Zangief, if you could look that up real quick from Street Fighter. Zangief.
Zang.
Zangief.
How do you spell that?
Just get close and Google autocorrect will take you the rest of the way. Zangief. I also put Sonic the Hedgehog on there because he's basically a child and I think it would be really, really funny. I think he's got some good ideas. We would all have corn dogs. I think that's a good thing. And then most importantly on this list, Juice, did you find a picture of Zangief from Street Fighter?
Nice, hot, big fan.
Yeah, big, muscly, I think Russian, maybe Eastern European. Man,
I thought Asian, so I wrote saying, yeah, anyways.
Anyhow, the last one I want to shout out is My Lamb from Call to the Lamb. They're awesome. They have, it's a good game, and they should absolutely, I would listen to them. Go ahead.
It's a good game.
It is.
Oh, one more before we go.
Oh, I was like, 45 minutes. It's been so long.
Boss Baby. Anyway, so thank you guys so much for joining us for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. Yeah, I know. So Street Fighter.
Street Fighter is a game. Wait, time out. Juice, you know Street Fighter is a game, right?
Yes, I'm teasing.
You know that the movie is based on the game, yes, not the game is based on the movie?
Yes, I know.
Okay, I just needed to make sure. Go ahead. Take us out for the third time now.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. If you are feeling scared, lonely, or not so hot, we hope that we could take your mind off of things for a gentle 45 minutes. Don't forget that we love you very much, and we're happy that you're here. Unless you write mean comments to me on Instagram, then I'm not. But otherwise, love you guys so much. And Jackson's going to let you know where you can find us on our socials.
Hey, everybody. I want to echo Juice's thoughts as well. You belong. And I'm excited that you're here. Thank you for involving us as part of your day. You can support the pod if you're so interested at patreon.com/itdangerpod. You can get episodes one day early. You can also get full video episodes. Or for the right price, you can get a monthly video from Juice and myself in a cameo style, just talking about whatever you want. If you've got no loons or tunes to spare, you can head over to Instagram, instagram.com/itdangerpod. Hey, maybe you're hearing this and you got to us through there. Whoa. But if you want to go and support the pod, go and check out some clips, like a video, post a nice comment. I think that would be really helpful. You know what I mean?
I'd love a nice comment. Oh, yeah.
Just one comment.
Just one.
That'd be great.
You know, also, if you want to toss us a comment on whatever platform that you're listening to us on, give us a rate, send us to a friend. It helps us boost up a little bit in the algorithm, and we'd greatly appreciate that. But with that being said, we are going to be back next week with a little bit more of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. But for now, we'll see you next week and be safe. And yeah, bye.
Bye, everyone.